May 3 is the feast of the apostles Philip and James, and the gospel is John 14, verses 6 and following. Jesus proclaims, "I am the way and the truth and the life." Notice he says the way, not a way. He's the only way. He is the fullness of truth. And without him, nothing has life. This is Jesus, God present among us. And this is a challenge for us to understand. He says, no one comes to the Father except through me. Now, what happens to the multitudes that do not have a relationship with Jesus? It's very important to understand this. And let's see what St. John Paul II said in Redemptoris Missio. He said, the universality of salvation, that means that everybody can be saved, means that it is granted not only to those who explicitly believe in Christ and have entered the church, since salvation is offered to all, it must be made concretely available to all. But it is clear that today, as in the past, many people do not have an opportunity to come to know or accept the gospel revelation or enter the church. The social and cultural conditions in which they live do not permit this, and frequently they have been brought up in other religious traditions. Now, listen what he says. For such people, salvation in Christ is accessible by virtue of a grace which, while having a mysterious relationship to the church, does not make them formally part of the church, but enlightens them in a way which is accommodated to their spiritual and material situation. This grace comes from Christ, and it is the result of his sacrifice and is communicated by the Holy Spirit. So picture a Hindu or a Muslim in his situation, in his culture. He has no access to a relationship with Christ. But this person is seeking God and has a heart open. And then God can come. And even though they do not explicitly believe in Christ because they don't know him, salvation is offered to him by Christ, and he can seek the movements of the Holy Spirit in his heart, moving him to be loving, to be forgiving, etc. The movements of Christ are in his heart, even if he doesn't know Jesus personally. So, in this way, salvation in Christ is available through this grace, this movement of the Spirit working in his soul. And they're not part of the church in a formal way, but in God's mystery, they are partaking of the grace of the sacrifice of Jesus at the cross.